What is this coming up from the wilderness? Like columns of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the scented powders of a merchant. Behold, it is the traveling couch of Solomon, 60 mighty men around it of the mighty men of Israel. She's just describing glory. All of them are wielders of the sword, experts in war. Each man has his sword at his side, guarding against the terrors of the night. This relationship that you and I are in, beloved, Jesus is guarding it. We are figuratively on right now the marriage couch of Jesus. That's what she's seeing, this marriage couch. I'm going to show you in a moment, coming gloriously out of the wilderness. You and I are seated on that couch. We are being prepared for, once again, what Revelation 19 calls the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I want you to get this. And I just hear the Lord's calling you, honey. I want you to get this, honey. While you and I are yet in this world, we are being guarded. That's what she saw here. All of them are wielders of the sword, experts in war. Each man has his sword at his side, guarding against the terrors of night. We're being guarded. Remember, Jesus prayed in John 17. He said, Father, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but that you would protect them from the evil one. I want you to know, beloved, I understand, and I feel the same thing that many of you do. This world is a dangerous place, and it's becoming more dangerous as each year goes by. So many things have happened. So many doors have opened for the enemy to come in and cause havoc. It's a dangerous world. Just as the disciples were in danger on the Sea of Galilee all those years ago when the storm came. But like those disciples who had Jesus on the boat with them in the midst of the storm, so too, beloved one, you and I have Jesus with us, and as we're in the earth, we're being guarded. And so the Shulamite bride described this marriage sofa as being guarded with warriors that were experts in war, guarding, here we read, against the terrors of the night. I want you to know that you can sleep safe at night because you're protected. Many of us that have read the story of Passover, and even those of you that are very familiar with the story of Passover, we read about how the children of Israel in ancient Egypt took the blood of a lamb and put it over their doorpost, over the lintels of their home and over the top of the doorpost there. And the scripture says when the angel of death passed through the land of Egypt that night, when the angel saw the blood, he passed over every home that was marked by the blood. What I want to stress here is that, of course, is a shadow of our little relationship that we're in with Jesus, who is called the Lamb of God in the book of Revelation 31 times. In fact, John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. I want you to know this. Because the Lamb's blood is applied, beloved, over your doorpost, over your life, you're protected from the enemy. You see, when the destroyer moved through the land of Egypt, he had to pass over every family that had a blood covering. It's not just the Lord that sees Yeshua's blood over your life. It's the devil that sees Yeshua's blood over your life. You are protected from the devil by the blood of Jesus.